are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Wonderful. So, tell me, you're tennis fans now.
Yeah, we've always been tennis
always
fans.
Always been big tennis fans. Love a bit of Wimbledon.
Is it because, like, well, football was really, really bad. Yeah. Are you football fans as well? Or?
Huge football fans.
Massive football fans, yeah. It was pretty depressing, but let's not talk
I
about
think
it.
We won.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Morally.
Yeah.
Yeah, in spirit.
So, this new song, Maria Sharapova, you're telling her that you love her. Do you want her to get in touch with you now?
Yeah.
Yep, she already has.
Really?
Yep.
And what she said?
We're BFFs.
Yeah. Well, they're BFFs, me and her.
Yeah, I'm firmly in the friend zone.
We're a bit further on in our relationship.
And what, is this the reason for the song, or did she know about it all along? Or
it was her idea.
Yeah.
And why is it Maria Sharapova, though?
Because she is gorgeous and looks great in tennis whites.
And it's a collaboration with Evian.
And she's fantastic at tennis.
Is it her screeching as well, a little bit?
No, not at all.
And the mini-me's in the video are super...
They're so cute! And so well cast.
And did you have any kind of say over who were going to be the mini-me's?
No, we had no idea.
But we didn't need to because they cast them so well.
Yeah, like the Harley's ones didn't really say anything. And then it was quieter. And my one was just slapping people and that. So it was quite
pretty accurate. So,
Wimbledon is starting. So give me an overview of why Wimbledon is amazing.
It brings the nation together.
And it's one of the kind of longest running British establishments, from what I know. So it's tradition, isn't it?
Strawberries and cream.
And now we have a British winner for the first time in what feels like 13,000 years.
Yeah, since Fred Perry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm sure everybody will be really excited. So, Jordan, you've recently come out and you said you had ADHD last week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was actually, yeah. No. I remember saying it, but I didn't think, yeah.
But have you had much reaction to that?
Actually, you know what? The reason I sounded surprised is because it wasn't an interview about that. I just said it in an interview. So it's interesting that it was taken on board from there. But yeah, I had a few tweets actually saying that people were really cool. Thought it was really cool that I was outspoken about it. I'm happy to speak about it the whole time. I don't have such a grasp on how people perceive those kind of labels nowadays. I remember I was kind of a bit in two minds about it when I was diagnosed with it, so whether or not I believed it, but the older I've got, the more I've kind of been able to deal with it. Mm. But I don't think it's necessarily a hindrance.
And do you think that now more people, maybe young people, feel more comfortable talking about it since you spoke about it?
If it is, like, I'd love to chat to some young people. If it is, like, actually a thing. I remember, actually, yeah, I suppose back at school, it really, yeah, I think there are definitely steps that can be taken to aid those who find it hard to concentrate. I think there's obviously like a fine line between finding it hard to concentrate and just choosing not to. I think that's the kind of point. But I think what I'd like to emphasise is the fact that there are ways of dealing with it. Like if I went back to school now, I would, for one, try and save up my money. What I think is really bad was in my canteen, all the food that was cheap was really kind of bad for you. So if you didn't have enough money at lunch to really afford like a nice panini, you'd end up having to get like cookies and a cola and like sugar really affects me, which I think is maybe ADHD related. If it's neurological, it sends me up the wall. So like I go absolutely nuts, and if I could go back and just cut out cola and cookies from like break time and just gave myself like an apple juice or a piece of fruit, then I'd already be calmer for the next lesson. So it's that kind of thing.
Well, there is being talks now that they want to ban all junk food from tuck shops. Do you think that's a good thing,
though? Yeah, completely. It'd be a painful thing for kids, sure, because you grow up kind of being like, oh, I love sugar. But like in the long term, it's like the same thing with creating any habit. You have to break a certain barrier and then you're fine. Do you know what I mean? Like if you want to just eat fruit, then just eat fruit. Sorry, I realise I'm talking too much. Yeah.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I get you completely. But the new song then, so when is it out? When can we download it?
It's 11th of August. 11th. But it's up for pre-order now.
It's up for pre-order now, yeah. Along with Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And the excitement. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us. I hope I haven't taken too much of your time.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.